Welcome back to the matinee game here in St. Paul on West 7th and Kellogg. 14:41 to go in the intermission, and we have a chance to visit now to visit with Jake Genzel's dad. What's your first name?
Jake's dad.
Mike Genzel, longtime inhabitant of the hockey world, I might say, with that, Mike, also. But welcome to the broadcast. And I assume at one time it was Mike Genzel, but now it's Jake's dad, right? Is that how it goes?
That's about, for the first, I think, 52 years of my life, I was Mike. And then the last 8 years, I've been Jake's dad. I've kind of gotten used to it.
Wait till they start calling you Mister. Then you have a problem with that. Right. But your son certainly has deserved what he's getting right now. I mean, playing in Carolina and stepping in there. It's always tough, and I'm sure you've talked about what it's like to leave Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. He's been there so long, and he's had great success over the years. And one of the highly touted and probably the most touted player that was available when it came to the trade deadline.
Yeah, it's been an interesting last month for sure. I mean, I think it's been hard on Jake a little bit. I mean, he's been real happy, smiled a lot since the trade deadline. I know he's happy to be in Carolina. They have a good team. They've they've taken him in open arms and stuff. So everything that from that point has been great. People don't realize behind the scenes sometimes just, you know, the trauma that goes with getting traded. I mean, obviously, going into a new locker room, a new environment, you have to establish yourself. You kind of got to, you know, walk softly and talk softly and, you know, just trying to earn your spot. And, you know, you're living in a hotel and you don't have your family around. So there's some uprooting that goes on and it takes a little adjustment time. And finally, his wife and son now have moved down to Raleigh. So I think there's be some normal times back in his life here where he can just kind of concentrate on hockey and then get it away from it at home.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. And so often I've been in that situation where you come in, you're like a sponge. You want to absorb everything and hear everything, but you don't want to get too involved yet because you don't know what your role is going to be.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, obviously that for the first 60 games, Coach Brindamore had the Carolina in a really good spot, and guys have earned their opportunities. And, you know, whether it's on the power play, the penalty kill, or matchups and stuff, and then you bring in two players at the deadline, and, you know, things get shuffled around. There's probably, you know, half the lineup's real excited because you've added a couple good pieces, and a couple guys in the lineup are like, well, there goes some of my ice time, some of my opportunities. So, you know, you got to just kind of make sure you show up every day, go to work, and let people know, you know, why they tried to acquire you, and, you know, hopefully your play will speak for itself.
And Mike Genzel, I guess, a scout for the Arizona Coyotes, and I guess you look at this first period, you make your home here in the Twin Cities, have for many, many years, been involved in hockey for many, many. When I was a kid, I remember you. But the thing is, when you look at this period, I thought Minnesota had a very strong period. I didn't like the first penalty call, the interference call, and the goal. That was a bad call. But that being said, Minnesota weathered the storm.
Yeah, you know, it's never easy when you got to kill two penalties back-to-back like that. And they certainly, you know, I thought there was good energy in the on the bench. You could see on the ice that, you know, there's some intensity. The crowd certainly understands what's at stake today. So it kind of has a little vibe of a big game, a playoff game. I mean, I think we're down to the last 8-9 games. And so you turn the calendar on Monday to April, and people know that the playoffs are right around the corner. And obviously the Wild are still chasing it, and Vegas is trying to cement their spot. So I think these two teams play each other twice in the final 10 games. So, you know, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah, there really is. And, of course, the goal, and I've always said, the goal at the beginning of the year is to get in the playoffs. What happens then doesn't matter. You know, it matters, but it doesn't matter where you wind up. As long as you're in the playoffs, you have a chance.
Yeah, and I think it was no more evident last year when Florida got in the last day, you know, and all of a sudden they're the eighth seed, and then they beat the team that won the President's Cup in 7 games, and then they roll right to the finals, and obviously at the end lost to Vegas in 6 games. But I do believe that, you know, it's not really, you know, worrying about who you're playing or the matchups and all that. You just want to get in, and hopefully your game is in order and you're healthy. And I think that's the biggest concern a lot of people have right now is if you are going to be in the playoffs, just try to play well and try to make sure that you have your full roster ready to go in opening night game one.
Yeah, when you look, I think there's 18, 19 games, days, I should say, left in the schedule. And there's only 5 teams now that have secured a position to be in playoffs. Where they're going to wind up, we're not quite sure, but it shows the parity of the league right now, too.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, I was in St. Louis here tonight to watch Vegas and St. Louis. I mean, great game, a lot at stake. I mean, pretty much every night you go to a game now, even if you see a team that's not in the playoffs, I mean, you got young guys trying to earn their opportunity for next year, show the management, the coaching staff what they have, trying to, you know, get an opportunity to be hopefully in that opening night lineup next October. So, but there's so much at stake right now where, you know, there's points on the line and And obviously teams are trying to establish themselves in maybe in a situation where they might play each other in the playoffs too. You send a message here in the last couple of weeks that this is what you're going to be up against. And so there's a lot of fun when you watch games right now because the crowd is into it, the building is alive, and it's just good hockey.
A lot of fun, a lot of pressure of the guys sitting on that bench too to make sure that when they step on the ice, they do the job they're supposed to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt, right from the coaches to the players. I mean, you know what, every little detail matters at this point, getting pucks in, getting pucks out, you know, not taking careless penalties, you know, line changes, matchups, all that stuff. I mean, it's critical right now. And obviously there's pressure on the officials too, you know. They don't want to be deciding games right now and deciding playoff points and their positioning and stuff like that. So, you know, it's what makes hockey great. There's so much energy, so much emotion.
Yeah, there really is. And when you look at a team like Minnesota, they're scrambling to get back in. Every time they step on the ice, they better do their job. If they don't and something happens, then all of a sudden makes it a little more different going into those final nine games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Wilder would like to score the first goal today and get the crowd behind them. And, you know, I think they're close. I mean, the goalie down there made a couple of sneaky good saves, and or the Wild could have had the first lead of the game. So I think the first goal will be big here today, and I think the Wild get it right now. They'll relax and play a little bit. Vegas is on the last game of a road trip, and sure, they're excited to get home, and, you know, hopefully the Wild can catch them before they, you know, wake up and get going here.
You know, you've watched a lot of hockey. You've seen a lot of players. Give me your take on Brock Faber.
Well, I mean, you just watch in the game, and, like, I think I write down in my notes every night, like, his defensive skating is so good. Like, he can make a mistake and still recover from a mistake. He can step up in the neutral zone, and maybe a guy that's got great speed, you know, might have a step on him, and next thing you know, within 10 feet, Brock's got the step on him. I mean, it's so hard to get around him. He turns and gets back to the pucks really quick. He's making good decisions with the puck. I mean, but I just been so impressed with his defensive game this year where, you know, he's not like these physical, you know, knock you on your rear end type of guys. He just has a great stick, a great reading presence, and his feet are just phenomenal.
Yeah, and I'm pushing him for Rookie of the Year. There's no doubt in my mind that he should be. But they're pushing him, of course, for Connor Bedard of the Blackhawks, who played in 59 games, 56 points. Brock has 40 points. The biggest difference is the defensive play.
Yeah.
Brock plays both ends of the ice. He's a plus coming into the game here tonight, and I think plus 4 or 5. And you look at Bedard, he's a minus 39.
Yeah.
I mean, so he never. I don't think he ever comes back behind the blue line.
Well, the one thing about Faber that you have to respect and appreciate is, you know, he's upwards of 25, you know, between 25 and 30 minutes a lot of nights. And those are against the best players on the other team. They're not, you know, cushy matchups, things like that, where the coach is. He's out there first over the boards on the penalty kill. You know, him and Brodin. I mean, he's playing against the top players. And he never looks like he's in awe of those guys. He never looks like he's retreating or giving ground to those guys. He just plays his game, and he plays his game on his toes every night. Like, he makes an odd mistake here or there, but very rarely do you ever see his head drop or his emotions waver. Like, just solid, steady, and, you know, you just hope that this is what he's going to continue to be over the next 15 years of his career.
Yeah, Mike, when he makes a mistake, he usually recovers in time to correct it.
Exactly.
So, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Okay, Tom.
Mike Gensel, our guest here. Alvin, let's go back to you.
Mike Gensel joining us here in the intermission. And for that, he's going to get a gift certificate to Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. So much hockey going on today and this evening. Still time to head down and enjoy Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub on a great, great sports day. And that great sports day continues when we come back here. The intermission, the first intermission, the Wild, the Golden Knights, still scoreless. You're listening to Wild Hockey presented by XL Energy.